When I was a kid and fought with my siblings, the first weapon we raised was the pointing finger. My mother, now 97, would say, "Well, the one thing we have plenty of right now is blame, and it won't get this fixed." Then, walking out of the room, she would call back, "Figure it out, now." With that, we were left on our own. The message was clear: stop finger pointing and fix it, or we would all be in trouble. As I read about the finger pointing regarding police protester conflict, I want my mom to step in. She would put everyone in one room, close the door, and expect that we are able to take those first steps together in something new. Blame is a lose-lose proposition. What I do know is for the new to rise up, the old must die. What do we want our communities to look like after this is over? I believe that we are suffering from collective PTSD. The way out of this is for each group to be heard by someone and to bring those concerns into the light of day. Leonard Cohen said in his song, Anthem, "Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." Every place we look, we see cracks, and there too will we find light. Hold on to the light, friends. Have hope. Believe that what is before us in this most imperfect society will be better than what we have now. And forget the National Guard. Send in the mothers. I'm Lou Ness, and that's my perspective.